You're listening to the Night Demon Network. Go to nightdemon.net/subscriber to unlock more exclusive content.
And welcome to the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast. I'm your host, Nesbitt, and today we're taking a break from our tour recap to bring some news. Today is a big day for Night Demon. On the heels of last year's Outsider album, we have some big news for Night Demon's back catalog, and you'll hear about it all here on the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast.
I am beyond ecstatic to be announcing that today we have officially reissued the Night Demon back catalog. The debut EP, Curse of the Damned, and our second full-length album, Darkness Remains. These albums have been asked by many of you to be in your possession. Why these albums have been out of print is a really long story. There's some things that I don't know if I should say publicly. I just want to say that I do have a lot of respect for our record company, Century Media. We've been with them since 2014. As many people know, our first two full lengths, Curse of the Damned and Darkness Remains, were released in Europe on SPV Steamhammer, who we also still have a very good relationship with. But there's been a lot of crazy stuff that's happened with our catalog since we've been a band. The EP, as you know, we still retain the rights to, so we've done many pressings of that, especially the expanded edition with High Roller Records and some stuff on our own. But I am proud to say that these reissues, the self-titled EP with bonus tracks, Curse of the Damned and Darkness Remains, both with bonus tracks as well, are released on the band's label, our label, simply called Night Demon Records. We have officially obtained a license from the record companies to be able to do this. So essentially, we had to pay them to get the rights to our own music to the masters, to be able to then pay pressing plants to make these and distributors to distribute them. We did get a really good deal on it from them, which is nice. It always feels weird kind of, you know, having to pay somebody else for the art that you created. But, you know, we did what we had to do. We really want these albums to be available physically worldwide to people who want them. So for the time being, they are available in all record stores across North America, Japan, South America, and some locations in the UK. By summertime, they will be available in all European retailers. SPV Steam Hammer is going to be doing that re-release. Now you're burning down the road like a devil in disguise. Look in the rearview mirror, just a pair of blood red eyes. Where you gonna go? Don't even wanna know. A place so far away from home. Life on the run. That Europe release goes for Curse of the Damned and Darkness Remains. The EP is available worldwide now in all stores. And most importantly, available through the band store on Bandcamp. Bandcamp, it's nightdemon.bandcamp.com. So you can also get that on our website, nightdemon.net. There's a straight link there. So we would prefer that you buy them from us, but if you want to go to a record store and get them or on Amazon or whatever, they are available. So that's really nice. I've already seen some stuff pop up online. There's been some early releases. And people seem to be pretty excited about it. We didn't really want to have any kind of a hype or fanfare ahead of time with this release. No pre-order. You know, pre-orders are kind of a necessary thing when you're putting out a new record. But for catalog stuff like this, I mean, I don't know. It's like we kind of just wanted to make sure we had everything ready. We wanted to invest everything on our end up front, so you guys could have these albums the day that we announced them. And they're available now, today. I'm really happy about it. Just a quick backstory. I briefly mentioned that there's been many pressings of the EP. This version of the EP is a whole new edition with tracks that have never been heard. So that's something that's really cool. As far as Curse of the Damned and Darkness Remains, there was a time when, and again, I have the utmost respect for our record companies, but there was a time when Sony purchased Century Media and we were touring on that record and we ran out of stock. And we kept trying to order vinyl and CDs, and just to find out that the record company had actually destroyed the stock because it was eating up warehouse space and they were having to pay storage fees. So I think there was just a communication breakdown there. This did not just happen to us. This happened to many artists. You know, at the time I was pretty upset about it and I was just like, look, like we need this stuff. People want to buy it, and it's your job as a record company to distribute these records and sell them. And just a simple phone call to us, if you would have told us that you were going to actually pay somebody to destroy these records because they were eating up storage space, you could have at least offered it to us, you know, for free or even for money. We would have paid for them. We would have happily paid for them and had a plethora of albums. So since then, besides European pressings, it has not been repressed. So here we are with a brand new pressing on our own label, which is awesome. Again, not dragging Century Media or Sony through the dirt. A lot has improved over there, and it's just hard when, you know, the big corporate machine comes in and takes over. I think it takes a while for them to understand the culture of an independent label and all that. There's been a lot of turnover since then, and we're in a really good place now. So I am grateful to them for licensing this, our music to us. Darkness Remains, when that album came out in the U.S., I think they did, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred on black and 500 on silver vinyl, which are highly collectible, and they sold out in pre-order, never to be repressed again. There's a lot of European versions, but never a domestic version. So here we go with that now. By the way, let me mention that each of these albums are remastered by our very own Armand John Anthony at the Captain's Quarters Studios. He was obviously involved in all of these records, and so for him to do the remastering made a lot of sense, and he put a lot of care into it, and they sound fucking amazing.
Hello, Night Demon Heavy Metal podcast listeners. Armand John Anthony here. Just wanted to talk a little bit about these remasters of the self-titled Curse of the Damned and Darkness Remains. Freshly on some cool new vinyl colors. I know these especially the vinyls have been out of print and out of stock for a long time. So it was cool to get back in and pull up the tracks and just kind of go over them and give them a little update, you know, maybe just kind of tweak them a little bit to my own taste since they're new versions. It's kind of cool to not only have new packaging, but have a little bit of a new sound going on. Nothing drastic. You know, the stuff already sounds good as it is. So I wanted to keep the integrity of what the original recordings had going on. And but just give them a little fresh take for the 2024 editions. So hope you guys enjoy them and spin them till your needles wear out. And we'll see you all on the road here coming up this year. All right, rock and roll.
Let's break down the track listing for these very special releases. And let's also break down the variants. So let's start with the EP. We're officially titling this the Night Demon self-titled Deluxe Reissue. There are three vinyl versions of this. One is a black and white smash vinyl, which looks really awesome. Hard to describe. You're going to have to take a look at it. There's a black vinyl version for those audiophiles out there. And there is a glow-in-the-dark vinyl version, which looks amazing, which is limited to only 100 copies. And those are only available through the Bandcamp shop. All these are available through our Bandcamp shop, by the way, but that one is exclusive. So the track listing, tracks 1 through 4 are the original songs on the EP. Night Demon, The Chalice, Ancient Evil, and Ritual, in order. Then we have the cover of Axe Crazy, Jaguar's Axe Crazy, and the cover of Diamond Head's Lightning to the Nations. So all of these are on the original expanded version of the EP. What we've added here is a demo of Livin' Dangerous.
Just can't seem to get it right. Living dangerous tonight.
this demo, Living Dangerous, and the demo of Killer. So here's two songs on the EP that would eventually be on the first full length, Curse of the Damned. But truth be told, we did write and record these songs in early 2012. And Armand did record these songs. These tracks feature myself on bass and vocals, of course, Brent Woodward on guitar, and original drummer Pat Bailey. So this is going to be a real treat for the fans. And the demos sound really cool. They're really raw. And it's actually cool. I haven't listened to these basically since we recorded them. It's nice to go back and hear those songs. You know, I'm used to the Curse of the Damned version with Dusty on drums and the band being a little more mature, but it's really cool to hear these songs in demo form with Pat and Brent. And it really has the spirit of what the original band was. So this is a really special thing here. Round it off, we have the Howling Man live from Keep It True 2014, so our first European tour, really our first tour.
Dogs dance, taking the form of man. a face in the crowd where there was sin, corruption, and war. He was always there. And now that he's trapped, I'm not letting go. Please, oh please, don't open the door. No, no, no! Don't open the door.
Curse of the Damned, also live from Keep It True, 2014. So it's pretty awesome because, again, these are songs that were not released at the time that we played them live, but we didn't have enough songs, so we had to do something, right? And it was really cool that we were able to capture these live recordings. Those recordings are also mixed and mastered by Armand.
Come on, Keep It True, let's go! Hey! Hey! Hey!
And finishing off the album is Radar Love live from the very first Night Demon show. That track was originally on the expanded version of the EP. So, I don't know, we had to put it on there.
Because there's a need to hear 4 a.m. I'm shifting. song. Motorhead playing all night long. 50 years and here I go. One more raid, our love is gone.
The only thing missing off this from the expanded version is the live version from our first show of Ritual. But this is cool because this version now has, you know, that was a double song really on that expanded edition. Now we have 11 tracks that are all different from each other. So pretty fucking awesome. 7 bonus tracks on the EP here. Very cool. Really, really stoked on this one. The compact disc version features all of the same tracks. It does come in a jewel case and also with an O card, which is basically like a cardboard sleeve that slips over the entire jewel case and has, it's kind of like if you had a digipack, it would be like that size artwork, but it's kind of like, or like, you know, like an old cassette single. It's just a cardboard sleeve that goes over it. And the reason for that is the insert is a 4-panel fold out, the insert in the jewel case. And that actually folds out into a poster of the album cover. So that's pretty cool. There's also some old school photos in there of the band that have never been seen in the layout there. So it's a real nice treat. Curse of the Damned. This album got the same Armand John Anthony remastered treatment. This album features 2 bonus tracks. So originally there were 2 bonus tracks with this album. There was the cover of Riot's Road Racin' and a re-recording of the Chalice that we called Chalice 15. We called it Chalice 15 because it was released in 2015. That's the only reason. It's a much slower version and it features Dusty on drums. And it's an interesting version for sure. If you bought the album in Europe, that was the bonus track. If you bought the album in the US, Road Racin' was the bonus track. So now we have both of the bonus tracks here on one single LP and a single CD. The variants for this is a black vinyl, a blood red vinyl, and of course, the glow in the dark vinyl, limited to 100 on our Bandcamp store. We'll be right back. Darkness Remains, also remastered by Armand John Anthony. Same deal with the bonus tracks. We had one exclusive for Europe before and one exclusive for the USA. Now they're both on there. The cover of Black Sabbath's Turn Up the Night and the cover of Queen's We Will Rock You. Variants on this also include a CD with the O card and the poster. I should also mention, I forgot to mention, Curse of the Damned has the same thing. The CD with the O card and the poster. That's universal for all of these. The vinyl variants for Darkness Remains are a solid yellow, which is really cool, matching the logo and kind of the yellow theme of the album. Wonder where you got that one from, Metallica, huh? I'm joking. But, you know, it's funny, Metallica, you know, on their 72 seasons tour, they're really embracing that yellow color for everything. And it's funny, we did that too in 2017 with Darkness Remains. For some reason, I don't know what it is about the color yellow, but, you know, it was the color of our logo on that album cover. It ended up being the color of our backdrop. All the merch we made had yellow logos. It was just kind of a thing. So I don't know, something about that yellow thing. But, anyway, so we have solid yellow vinyl. We have a black vinyl, of course. And yes, the glow in the dark, limited to 100 on our Bandcamp page. So there you have it. I am so, so proud of this. And just to have our music out in physical format, the way it should be released with these bonus tracks, it kind of makes these albums feel complete. I think one day, you know, we have plans to do some really, really crazy box sets for these. And we have a lot. We have just so much material to put in these. So I am so fucking proud to have our back catalog in print in all record stores across the world, available in our web shop and available at our concerts. Everything is here, neatly packaged. It looks very nice. There's a sense of completion that I have here about the history of the band, and we're just really, really proud to bring this to you guys. So thank you again for the support, and I hope you enjoy.
So you heard it here, the self-titled EP and the band's first two full-length albums finally getting a full re-release. The self-titled, not really an EP anymore in my books, with these 11 tracks. I think it can kind of sit next to the rest of the discography now. All three remastered by Armand John Anthony in the Captain's Quarters in Ventura, California. If you're a Night Demon subscriber, you can get 10% off all store items, including these reissues, from April 5th to April 8th. So check your email. You'll get a promo code for 10% off. Something to note, if you're thinking about picking up a few of these reissues, the price of becoming a subscriber is actually less than the amount of money that you'll save buying these. So that's something to keep in mind. Anyway, CDs, vinyl, lots of bonus tracks, lots of variants. That yellow vinyl of Darkness Remains is pretty awesome looking. My buddy Phil just picked one up and sent me a picture of it. It's really cool. But we'll have pictures of the variants and colors on nightdemon.net. So those reissues on the Bandcamp store, along with some other cool stuff. I was just poking around in the store. There's Night Demon Outsider party mirrors, patches, pins, cassettes. I see that there is a second pressing of Life on the Run, On the Road with Night Demon, which is a hardcover book with hundreds of Night Demon photographs taken by photographer Sebastian Wilk, documenting the band on tour in 2019 and 2022. You may have heard Sebastian on this very podcast, but it's a very cool hardcover photo book. I have one here. It's a cool addition to the Night Demon collection. Also, there's Outsider tour programs are in stock in the store, featuring a two-page spread on this very podcast and a very rare photo of me. There's not too many photos of me that exist online anywhere. So Night Demon back catalog available again in new improved formats, better looking and better sounding than ever. Until next time, this is Nesbitt signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast. Head over to nightdemon.net, click on the subscriber tab, and sign up to access exclusive weekly bonus content. If you would like to donate to support the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast, you can do so through PayPal at paypal.me/nightdemonmetal. Additionally, if you have not already done so, please subscribe, like, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All hail, Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast listeners. This is Dusty Squires chiming in to tell you about my brand new signature sticks from the London Drumstick Company. I've dreamt of having my very own drumsticks ever since I was a wee lad, and LDC made that a possibility for me. Founded in 2016 in London, England, the birthplace of heavy metal, the London Drumstick Company has trailblazed a path through the music industry and taken the drummer world by storm. When I met them for the first time, They knew their product was going to withstand the beatings of a Night Demon show. They took the time to work with me on getting everything just right. The balance and weight of my sticks are the same no matter what, and the durability is bar none the best I've ever had. I know my sticks will last through the set night after night. I'm truly honored to work with a company that caters to their players the way LDC does. Their innovation and attention to detail is what separates them from the rest of the stick makers out there. Their custom stick sleeves are unbelievable and really make the entire presentation complete. Wait until you see the design they came up with for me. It blew my mind and was a surprise to say the least. They have all kinds of amazing swag, including hoodies, t-shirts, drummer shorts, drum keys, stick bags, towels, face masks, practice pads, and much, much more. Even if you're not a drummer, you can be a part of Demon History and order my brand new signature sticks direct from their website. How cool is that? And to top it off, the London Drumstick Company are giving an exclusive offer to the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast listeners. Go to londondrumsticks.co.uk and receive a 15% store-wide discount using promo code DEMONSTICKS. All capital letters, no spaces, DEMONSTICKS. DEMONSTICKS. I can't thank everyone there enough for the opportunity to be a part of their family and for them trusting me with their amazing products. See you metal maniacs on the road very soon. And yes, the wood chips will be flying.
Greetings, boils and ghouls. This is your comrade, the Crypt Keeper here, reporting dead from the Sanctuary of the Strange. Tonight's macabre myth is a fright-filled feature, one overflowing with monsters, madness, and magic.
Visit our website at monstersmadnessandmagic.com to stay up to date on all the dark dealings within the Sanctuary of the Strange. Enjoy the show.
Hey metalheads, I'm Mark and I host Metal Forge. Let me tell you about the show. The Metal Forge features the best underground metal from all over the world. We spend every week with a different artist with interviews, in-depth conversations, and most of all, the music. We also feature audience interactivity where you can submit your questions to the upcoming guests. New episodes are out every Friday at noon Eastern Time at MetalForgeRadio.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Want to know what's going on in the world of music? Then tune in to the Nothing Shocking Podcast, a non-genre-based, all-ages-friendly rock and roll program. Join us weekly for interviews with all your favorite rock stars from the mainstream to the underground. You can find us at nothingshocking.libsyn.com or anywhere you download podcasts.
Okay, metalheads, you've been complaining that there has not been a channel that plays all of the heavy metal videos from past, present, and future for years and years at this point. Well, that time is over. Heavy Metal Television is back. HeavyMetalTelevision.net is the website. Go there. You can see videos playing 24/7, 365, all the time. All the best from the old school, the new school, and everything in between. Check it out, HeavyMetalTelevision.net. It is where the metal is.